Next item on the agenda, public hearing, consideration of proposed amendments, regulation four, VAC 2252, striped bass. Mr. O'Reilly.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you, Mr. Haney.
Thank you.
Sir.
Things are a little different this year, and for the first time since 2006, what everyone is going to be wanting is a two-fish limit through the entire month of December. That's really what's going to be asked today by staff. FMAC endorsed that last month, but there are a few things I want to go over, and one is to show you that in 2008, we harvested 36% under our quota. There could be lots of reasons, which I'll go over in a minute. Could be the economic reasons. Could be fish availability reasons. It could also be the survey, which many times you've heard things about the survey. So I do want to talk about that. But nonetheless, a 36% underage. The bad times were 2001 through 2006, all overages, some very substantial. What I'll tell you about our request today is we're asking for the same thing that was in place in 2006 when things were a little bit better in terms of the economy at least. And you can see what happened in 2006, that it can be a very powerful fishery at certain times as well. That year it was 56% over with the same regulation that we're going to be asking today. Nonetheless, there was over a 500,000 pound underage, and I think that's the main thing driving the request for the reinstatement of the two fish. This gives you the quota again and the harvest since 1997. 1997 was the first year that we had a bay-wide quota. And the jurisdictions in the Bay, Maryland, Virginia, and the Potomac River Fisheries Commission, we're the only ones with a recreational quota. And you know how difficult that is to sort of manage a quota in real time when most of the fishing is occurring at the end of the year. You can't. So you have to do everything on the front side and sort of project what will occur. And we started doing that in earnest in 2004. That was the first type of a slot limit. 2005 was the slot limit that's in place now. No fish between 28 and 34 inches. Only one large fish greater than 34 inches. And then that followed again in 2005. And then as a way to sort of cut back a little bit for 2007, there was a one fish limit which lasted for 22 days in December. And finally, in 2008, we shortened that, so there was an 11-day period in December with one fish. I'm not so sure about 2007. Although this was under quota, 2007, you might remember us telling you, was a year where the National Marine Fisheries Service posted on their website for the longest time that Virginia data are not final and not considered final. And at least we suspect they really are not even close to being in sync with earlier data before 2007. So we've looked at data since then. It doesn't look as if it has the same trend in terms of the modes of fishing, allocating the harvest between private boat, between party and charter, and between shore. It still doesn't look reasonable. We have notified NIMS about a month and a half ago. They are very busy with the MRIP and with other problems, so we understand why they haven't contacted us back. This is something that I'm glad Laura Lee on staff can do now. It's called post stratification, and for a number of years we relied on National Marine Fisheries Service. The post stratification is to break out this what's called inland. The inland component of the recreational data consists of three components. It has Chesapeake Bay, it has Potomac River, that's the main stem of Potomac, and it also has other inland. and the other inland is really the seaside area. So typically, the Chesapeake Bay of the inland area accounts for 92, 93, maybe as much as 95% of the inland. But we have strictly a Chesapeake Bay quota. So each year, since 2003, we've gone through this post-stratification, the separation by area. And when you do it for 2008, this is what the harvest is in pounds, and this is what the releases are, which, by the way, are very low. Virginia has very low releases compared to probably all but two other states along the coast, and that's been the pattern. And this is the numbers of fish harvested, 157,000. So we'll continue to do that as we go forward, and it's obviously more critical when there's an overage to be able to pick out the Potomac River and the seaside information. So we tried to look at what occurred in 2008, and last year in October we told you that based on a mathematical approach or a projection approach, if we had an 11-day closure in December, the savings would be about 150,000 pounds. And that's what was adopted, the 11-day one fish only limit. Well, the 2008 harvest was 580,000 pounds less than the quota, so a lot of extra poundage, 434,000, has to be attributed to something else, whether it was the economy, the survey, or striped bass availability. We looked at participation, as we've been doing, and there's no direct relationship, significant relationship between the coastal participants or even the total participants and the harvest. However, there's certainly a trend. You can see that the last 2 years, participation has been fairly low compared to earlier years, these 2003 to 2006 at least, and the harvest has been lower by quite a bit than those years as well. So there might be a little something there that we can at least monitor. And, you know, the participation, whether it suffers from some of the same problems that the estimate of the landings suffer from or that we suspect suffers from, we're not really sure. A couple things we want to show you here, and one is the age 8 and older. We use age 8 and older because roughly a 28-inch fish, 29-inch fish, around in there, maybe 30 inches in some cases, is going to be age 8. And the way our quota was originally intended, and the reason that it only took three times for Jack to manage to get it through the ASMSC was because the agreement was we'd fish off resident fish. Resident fish, in general, are those that, by ASMSC standards, are 28 inches and less. So it's important to let you know that over the last 4 years, somewhere from 23% to 28% to 33% even in 2007, of the harvest is age 8 and older, and you can sort of track this right here. There's certainly evidence lately that there are large fish that are here in the winter, in the early spring. The old dogma going back to 1997 of anything 28 inches and larger, female at least, is out migrating, that might be just that. That might be just an old dogma. But nonetheless, it is critical to the ASMFC that they perceive the bay as a resident fishery. That was in numbers. This is in terms of weight, and you should notice the striking difference that when you look at age 8 and older fish, they've comprised somewhere between 50 and almost 70% of the harvest. So it doesn't take that many fish age 8 and older because of their weight to ensure that our harvest in the bay can be pretty large weight-wise. And you know, that's certainly the case here. And, you know, 2006 was 60% age 8 and older, and that was a 2.4 million pound harvest. The reason this is significant is we have a weight quota. We don't have a numbers quota. If the economy was off all around, it may not have been so for those who are seeking citation fish, and I was pretty surprised. This is just citations that were given by the saltwater fishing tournament for during wave six from 1999 through 2008. And you can see in 2008, in terms of the kept fish, or those that were killed, roughly 500 in both 2007 and 2008, which is more than in 2006. There was a drop in the number of releases, fish for release citation 44 inches and greater, for a capture citation 40 pounds and greater. There was a drop there, but overall, the number of entries from the tournament was pretty high, as it has been the last 3 years. So economy may not have deterred those anglers who wanted the citation. It may have probably inhibited more a lot of the private boat fishing. That's the major source. And certainly the charters were obviously less in that participation. I think the thing I want to point out here is if you look at 2008, this is harvest in the blue, releases in the orange, and together that's the entire catch. The entire catch may be more indicative of conditions with the stock than anything else because it includes fish released. And one thing to notice is the harvest is very low, but certainly are the releases in 2008. And really too low. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to see a repeat of a 500,000-pound underage on the quota. It may be difficult to keep trying new regulations to keep things at quota, but you certainly don't want to forego that amount of quota. I did want to talk just for a minute, and I didn't get a chance to put it up as a slide because I just received it this morning. And as I said, Laura Lee can get into the intercept data. And so I asked her to look at the survey. And I think it's pretty notable that we all take the survey for granted. We all complain about the survey most of the time. A lot of the fishing public certainly has complained over the years. But I looked at 2008, just wave six. On November 1, which was a Saturday, there were 40 interviews. That Sunday, there were two. If you look at November by itself, which is the weaker month of the two, I mean, December is the strong month for this fishery. But if you look at November, 43% of the total intercepts were done in November. If you look, and I could go through a couple of other scenarios which are unusual where you have this very few intercepts on one weekend day, a lot on another. The balance is not there. And then we also looked at the end of the year when we put the one fish limit in, starting December 21st. From December 21st to the 31st, 25% of the interviews took place. So a lot of interviews took place which may not be representative of the fishery's power because only 33% of the interviews overall took place in December with two fish. Now, we did notify the contractor, Macro International, of our change in regulation, but it wouldn't appear to me, and we need to contact them again, that they allocated their interviews accordingly.
Does the survey show where the interviews took place as well, or are they just interviews?
I didn't dig those out. We can dig those out by site. That was a huge issue in 2007 with the ad hoc committee, and they really noticed that a lot of the interviews were just centering down at the beach area, Lynn Haven area, and it was a mess. We did contact National Marine Fisheries Service after that.
I'm not a statistician, don't profess to be, but if you got 40 interviews on one day of the weekend and two on the next, when it may have been raining and blowing, still to get to 40,
It gets better than that.
I don't want...
On November 29th, which was a Saturday, there were 66 interviews. On November 30th, none. And the other weekends had that kind of pattern, too. So we will talk to Macro International, who's been doing this for probably 7 or 8 years.
It sounds to me, and I don't mean this to be flippant, it sounds to me like they're honoring the Sabbath.
Right.
Is what it's, honestly. I mean, I would really like to know, Rob, who is telling these people when to go out and where.
Right.
If that's part of, or do they say, you got X number of days to do it, and just go out nilly-willy and do the survey. This is getting old.
Really, yeah, this has happened. This is a little different, though. This I haven't seen like this before, and we haven't really pulled out the actual dates like this. Mm-hmm. 1 year I did notice they loaded up right at the end of the year.
How can you manage a quota when you're doing sampling like that?
Right. They National Marine Fisheries Service has told us many times that their survey is not intended to manage a quota. They've told us time and time again. But to me, that doesn't mean that
it's
the
intended
survey
to get...
can't be, done a little bit more
anyway.
In accord with the fishery. So
that's going to change anyway, one way or the other, when we get the new rules into effect, where each recreational angler is going to have to be registered one way or the other. So,
but this part will remain the same.
Yeah, sure will.
It's the the telephone portion that will change.
Yeah,
the
intercepts.
We'll still have to rely on the same situation.
Oh, well.
Staff recommendation. Staff recommends adoption of the amendments that are in your regulation. If you want to look at that, that's towards the back of your packet. And it starts on page 9, really, where it's in paragraph E under section 100. The dates October 4th through December 30th or December 20th are struck. That was for the two fish limit last year. Now it's just the two fish limit throughout October 4th to December 31st. So that's really the substantive amendment. The same thing is done. That's Potomac River tributaries. If you go back to the Chesapeake area, the Bay Falls striped bass recreational fishery on page 8, you'll find the same amendment there and at the top of page 9. So that's the staff recommendation.
Very good overview, Rob. Thank you. Any questions of Rob? Thank you, sir. This is a public hearing. Who in the public wishes to be heard on the matter before the commission? Yes, sir. Come forward, please.
Secretary of the VCBA, the Virginia Charter Boat Association.
Hi, Mr. Miller. Good to have you here.
I just, quick and simple, we are here to say that we strongly recommend that you keep this two-fish limit for the month of December.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Miller? Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it, sir. Anyone else? Public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
I move that we adopt staff's amendment to Regulation 4 BAC 20-252-10.
Is there a second to the motion? Mr. Schick, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you again, Rob, for the overview.